Hey boys, I hope you are all in for a wild night. There will be lots of dick. Oh my God, I can't say that. Oh wait, and fart jokes. This is my favorite podcast. The Locker Room never disappoints. If I could, I'd always listen to these strong men. Well, anyways, welcome to the Locker Room.
That's the youngest. I didn't pre-record or put anything together. And so I was putting all the videos and music together on the fly. I double-tapped Chuck's AI intro.
Well, I realized that I'm not, like, logged in, so I can, like, control the chat. And I'm like, oh, I'll just hit log in real quick. And it fucking kicked me out. I'm like, oh, my God!
So
I have no control over anything tonight.
Which yeah, is great. You don't. It's just lay back and let it happen.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? We're gonna ease it in like gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. A deep cut.
Fuck that, dude. I'm gonna do it like the military did. No fucking lube and just shove that shit right.
I promise you,
in.
I guarantee you there might be somebody who might appear in the chat who might have listened to the highlights from that original episode. Probably no one that still listens to us has ever listened to that original episode, saving if you count family members who have like always kind of listened to us.
Yeah.
Do you have any that kind of listen to us? Like
that have no, not family.
Yeah, I don't have. Yeah, I don't have.
You know what? No, I have a really cool cousin of mine that listens once in a while.
Yeah, I have a couple family members that listen once in a while.
Yeah,
I've got zero. Unless my dad listens, but I doubt it. He comes on our Instagram and our Facebook.
Is mic work or not?
That's it.
Mine?
Oh, wait. Let's see. Is it working?
Mine? Yeah.
Nah.
I can't tell. I don't think that's your mic. I think that's.
Nah.
Get up on it.
Get up on it.
Yeah, put your mouth right on the head of it.
Dude, shut your whore mouth.
Oh, there it is. Name it in.
There it is.
There it goes.
There it is.
Hey, man. Right on the tip and fucking just
all right, hold on. Let's do this right. Welcome to the Locker Room. I'm Tom.
Hey, y'all. I'm Matthew. Oh, shit. That just came out. Sorry. I've been down here too long.
What the hell is wrong with you? You've been in the South a couple of weeks and all of a sudden.
I've been here. 7 weeks? 7 weeks, bud.
Yeah.
7 weeks, bud. I've been here 7 weeks. Oak Island, North Carolina. It's pretty nice. Yeah.
The other Oak Island.
You get an accent after a couple years, okay?
Not a couple weeks.
You.
I don't care what Madonna says.
A couple years, you get an accent. North Cackalacky.
He's not wrong.
Who else is here? We didn't even finish that part.
That asshole up there.
That guy.
That's your cue.
I go last, fucker.
I already went, dickhead.
Oh, I didn't fucking hear you.
You're Marco. Oh,
whatever. We're here.
And I'm the ringmaster here in the show.
Can we just stop and appreciate the comment that our good, loyal listener, Shelby GT40, who Chuck thought was a woman and not the fucking car. Which is amazing.
Which is fucking own. Because I always looked at Shelby. I don't read past the first name. I'm like, I don't care.
I stop that sentence, man. I don't read.
And then you're like saying him, and I was like, her?
Yeah, I know him. Her? So Shelby is currently sitting in the hot tub with a root beer watching us fuckers.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'd be like FaceTime.
All right.
It feels like I'm playing with my belly button. I'd be out. I have to leave the podcast. You know, things like I'm sitting in the hot tub playing with my belly button.
Hey,
having a root beer
in the hot tub stays in the hot tub.
Not if you catch something
right here, literally right out my window.
Well, Here we are. Oh, oh nice. We can make a nice stew.
What?
Hope that's not a guy named Stuart.
Wait, so I'm not too far away from Myrtle Beach, which is just a fucking filth town from what I understand. The amount of advertisements on the radio, the local radio station I listen to, for all the different strip clubs in Myrtle Beach, there's one called like Lust Gentleman's Club. They have hot tubs. They
Wait
have
a minute.
Shower shows. Yeah.
Just keep going. Keep going.
Can I get in the hot tub?
So, yes, you get in the hot tub with the freaking strippers.
Yeah, it's like an underwater lap dance.
Man, yeah. You need a bachelor party, right?
No, you could not pay me enough to get in the fucking petri dish of a hot tub. That's a stew of gonorrhea herpesiphilates just waiting to happen.
Just shove
there's
it
no way.
Wrap it all the way around and duct tape it.
No.
There's no way. And there's shower shows.
Man.
They have like these sky boxes that you can sit in. You can go watch the UFC fights, and you get your own stripper ring girl in your fucking box. Like,
down for that?
No.
So when the guys
sky box?
When you
yeah,
say
the guys, you, the guys, in the saying, crew are they're planning a boys' night, and they're like, "Do you want to go?" And I'm like, "No."
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
No. When you say in the box,
in the box.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the VIP room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we have some work to get to. We do have a show.
Oh, whatever with that. I mean,
yes, this is just our monthly excuse to or our weekly excuse to get together and hang out.
Real quick.
Real quick from you. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. I got fitted for contacts.
There's no such thing as real quick with you, but continue.
I never felt so Asian in my life, dude. I swear to God.
Okay. Oh, that's what we're doing.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me? Look at my eyes, dude. Look.
Oh my god.
They're Wait. Wide open, bro. I was trying to put the contact in. I couldn't get him in because my fucking eyelid kept fucking fluttering and getting real small and tiny.
Oh my god.
And I couldn't get him in.
It was folding
over
it, on was
me.
It just one like Forrest Whitaker? Were you Forrest Whitakering yourself or was
oh,
it
both? Shit.
No, dude, my whole eyelid would fucking shut, bro, till about this big.
Oh, yeah,
about
Forrest
like,
Whitaker.
Like this. I couldn't fucking open one my eyes light. Past this.
He said
past this.
Oh my couldn't god, this it. Motherfucker. Matt, this motherfucker came on and said, "The hero. My name is Joe Chuck, and I'm on the podcast today."
I'm on the podcast today.
Okay, which actually ties into the message that Matt sent, because you sent an article that you wanted us to read.
So I
all that wait, all that wrongness ties into something.
It does. It accidentally segues nicely into this.
Okay,
that's because I'm fucking smart, eh?
Just I saw. Just
I mean, just if I had any faith that you had done that on purpose.
I told you I was going to do it.
Right. As a segue?
I whipped it out and I fucking did it.
All right, go ahead.
Oh wow.
So, yes, I saw this like video that somebody was explaining this. It was like some other podcast that was recording their shit. And they were talking about it. And I'm like, there's no way that is fucking factual. There's no way. So I did my due diligence and I fact checked this thing.
I'm pretty sure I remember you asking me if I had heard something. And this would have been a while ago.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I remember hearing the same. I said, yeah, I think I've heard that or whatever. And you were like, we got to talk about that on the show.
Yeah.
And then you said something about, I'm going to check into this. Or I'm gonna look it up.
Yes.
Oh, he'll look it up.
Okay. And that was not check. That was not like recently.
Check is not anything that goes.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, you fact when Matt says he fact checked this was not yesterday.
Wait a minute. Did you fact checked it?
Fact.
He did.
Oh,
that's what we do here. We check facts.
Listen, I thought he said fact check it. I thought he said fat check, and I was like, bro, that's our word. You can't use that word. you can't use that word. That's our word. But anyway, sorry. Continue.
Okay. We'll get into the whole fat is a spectrum thing on another episode.
Oh,
but anyway.
Yo, it's a protected class, buddy.
Yes. So I looked into this with the utmost of due diligence.
Okay.
And what we're about to reveal to everybody, if you don't already know this, or even if you heard this in passing, It is 100% true.
100% fact checked.
100% fact checked. True. Like this is true. This is true.
I'm interested.
Does anybody,
Team Curtis, join
in this room, or anybody in the chat currently?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
without googling it? You got to
without googling. No googling.
Okay.
Are you aware of the origin of Lululemon? How Lululemon got named Lululemon?
Correct. I'm not that gay.
Now, I mean,
no.
Like, I know this is not a joke. The way, like, my dad once told me a joke about, and it's a car company that doesn't even exist anymore. And it was a joke about how the car company got its name and blah
is
blah.
Is it
blah,
Datsun?
Blah. Yeah, it is.
I know that joke. I love that fucking joke. My father told me that joke too. What a great generation our fathers were.
So, let me see if Matt can finish the joke, because this is totally funny. We're both this is.
Oh, I get to say the punchline. I get to say the punchline. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do the voice.
Oh yeah.
So in Japan, they were trying to start a new car company and they got to come up with a name for this car. And they said, one of the executives says to the other, and he goes, "When do you need a name?" And the other executive says, "Need the name in 2 weeks." And the first executive says,
"That soon?"
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh
my God. Yeah.
Look at that. Somebody's coming in hot in the chat. Sofa King. Ready? Here you go. Should we reveal him? I'll reveal him in the chat when you tell me to. Sofa King got it right. So I'm going to keep his comment started. Yeah, here.
He had plenty of time.
And then
Moises
got
shit.
It as well. Go ahead and reveal. Wow.
I think, yeah. Okay. So the owner. He may have tried to cover his ass a little bit before he revealed it, but the owner of Lululemon, the creator
former,
yeah. Right,
the guy who started the company, named it.
The guy who named it.
Okay.
Had started many a company before, and he really wanted to hit markets outside of the U.S.
Yes.
He had found that companies that he named that included the letter L, which is more uniquely Western versus Eastern, had greater success because it was more of a Western sound. The L is in more English, more Saxon languages than others. He really wanted to hit the Asian market. But he also thought it would be really, really funny to hear Asians pronounce L's. So he named the company Lululemon, or in Asia, as they say, a Lululemon, because he thought it would be funny to hear them say that. Which, first of all, it is. I'm not gonna fucking lie. Was he racist? I don't know if he was racist. Did he have a little dark sense of humor? Yeah. Do we appreciate that? Yes. Do we support racism or bigotry? No. Do we really like
when people?
It's still funny? Yes. Will all the freaking super duper fucking white bitches of the world that are all about like whatever cause is currently the thing still continue to buy it, even though they know the origin of the name? Yes. Do you know how I know that, gentlemen? Because part of my fact-checking, part of my independent research, was reaching out to white women that I personally know who have an affinity towards Lululemon.
And there are a few.
And I sent them the article and all of my data and research. And what did they all say, gentlemen? I'll tell you what they all said.
Okay, please.
That's kind of funny. They're still going to fucking buy it. They don't fucking care. They're still going to buy it. You know why?
Because nobody gives a fuck.
And because we've all stopped to appreciate either our significant other or somebody else's significant other's ass in a pair of tight Lululemon leggings.
Yeah. So,
it's you nice. Know what I, they so, look good.
So you know what I found out recently that kind of made me sad?
Okay.
You guys, go for it. Okay. What I realized is I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy. Okay. You guys know that. I'm a prove it to me guy. But there is a level of like, I start to see a pattern in things and I go, dude, if this is unintentional, this is the most unfortunate coincidence in the history of mankind because sure. It looks completely intentional, right? Okay. So the Land O'Lakes thing, right? They took the Indian off the squaw.
Right.
I'm back.
Off the Land O'Lakes butter. They took her off. And then the meme comes out that says, just like white people, take the land, kick the Indian off of it. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. It's funny. Right. But now you get into the Chicago Blackhawks. You know why the hockey team has never been asked to change their name? Because they're named after a tribe. Yeah. Well, there's that too. They're named after a tribe. Okay. But apparently, the Cleveland Indians have now changed their name.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's been that way for a while.
Right.
But do you know why? Do you know why?
Well, so here's the Cleveland Guardians is what they're called now, which is dumb.
Cocksuckers.
Do they have a fucking tiny raccoon with a bad attitude on their team? Because if they don't, you can't be the Guardians anymore. That's kind of taken. Okay. Unless your mascot is the little raccoon, and then we're fine again. but they were not originally the Cleveland Guardians. They were, as we know, the Cleveland Indians. But Matt, do you remember what they were before?
Yes, I do. They were the Cleveland Spiders.
Yes.
And really?
Yes.
They were now, the Cleveland Spiders originally.
Do you remember why they changed their name to the Cleveland Indians?
Well, Thomas, as a matter of fact, I do. Mm-hmm. They changed their name to the Cleveland Indians because as the Cleveland Spiders, they had the first professional Native American Indian player. Yes. Then
they hired the first. And then they went, they liked him.
They got another one.
Yep.
They had two.
Uh-huh. They liked them so much.
They got another one. They had three. They were the only Major League Baseball team at the time that had not only the first, not only the second, but the third. They were the only ones that had Native American players. So somebody in the club offhandedly commented, wow, we should call ourselves the Cleveland Indians now.
To basically honor the fact that they had three Indians. You know, like, hey, look at us, the Cleveland Indians.
I play juggling. We have so many fucking engines out there. We should just call ourselves some fucking Cleveland Indians.
I'm with Chuck on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it probably was a backhanded racist fucking thing. Like, you know, some.
Of course it was.
Yeah, you know. But
I don't think it was backhanded. I think it was probably like, yeah, we're the Cleveland Indians. It is not a bad name, Joe. All right, let's use it. It's better than the Spiders, you know. Nobody likes a spider. And the Indians easier to draw. Hey, look at this grinning idiot that Joe drew.
Yeah. Hey, get out of the way. Make his nose bigger. Make his nose bigger and his teeth big and a big smile.
He's going to look real friendly.
I still remember fucking.
We want friendly Indians. Got to have big teeth.
What was that show, that movie with Charlie Sheen?
Major League.
What movie is Major League?
Do you remember it with Major League 2 and everything? Major League 3. Now it's named after some fucking bridge that more people have DUIs on than anything in fucking Cleveland.
Why do you think I wear glasses like this when I have to wear glasses? Because Ricky.
I was going to say Clark Kent. I was going to say Clark Kent.
Because they're real cool, man. I had a pair just like him when I was younger.
Yeah.
I believe that's the line from the movie.
You know, funny thing is that the Cleveland Indian Stadium is the first time I saw someone do coke.
Chuck, you are on fucking fire tonight, brother.
Wow.
I love this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Just happened to be my uncle.
Oh, anyway. Okay.
My point was that you can change, like, we've gotten so far with all this changing shit where we're taking away, what are they took away Aunt Jemima. She was one of the first black millionaires in the United States. You know, they took her up. They're like, your box is racist. She's like, I was literally a self-made woman. And they're like,
yeah,
well,
I am
you were black makes you racist.
Give it to the white woman or the white people.
Meanwhile, the people over at Mrs. Butterworth are like, it's the bottle that's brown.
Hey, can I do a quick callback to the Land O'Lakes?
No, seriously, it's just the bottle that's brown.
Can I do a real quick callback to the Land O'Lakes butter situation?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Did anybody else take the front off of the butter box and the back off of the butter box? Yeah, and you cut out the knees on one, and then you make a little cut on the where she's holding the butter, because she's kneeling down holding the butter, right? So on the backside, you cut the knees out, and then where the butter is, you cut that out just on three sides so it flips up, and then you tape the knees, her own knees, beneath that and do two little dots so that it looks like when you flip it up, there's her boobies.
No, but that's awesome.
Yeah. You can't do that anymore. She's gone.
Golly, man.
That's a lot of work. That's commitment. That's a lot of work.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right there. So see, you get the knees. See her knees down there? Now imagine that cut out and taped behind where she's holding the box of butter, but you cut the butter on both sides of the bottom. And then she flips it up and she's holding her boobies.
One, get a box. Anyway. Yes. All right. So that's the first thing. Now, Chuck, you said you wanted to talk about something. You sent it in.
Oh, yeah.
We moved through our evening.
We're on. Okay, Chuck,
what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, so this is vanilla bean vodka with some double dark rye.
Okay.
And some old-fashioned bitters.
Okay.
And a hibiscus.
Uh-huh. You like that better than what straight people drink?
Soaked in raspberry juice.
Okay. And now the follow-up question to that is, what number is that?
Number one. I had two beers beforehand. It just so happened to be
I was priming the pumps.
You know, it's only 9.5.
Started my pump. The pump was dry.
I just needed to do a temperature check. I wanted to see where we are.
No, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
I know. We know.
I feel like I should. I have.
Never thought Marco and I would do this.
If you see me disappear, I'm coming back on fire.
What do you want me to ask him? Ask him again, Tom. Oh, wait, I know what he wants me to ask him again.
Ask who again?
Chuck didn't hear me. He wants me to ask him again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ask him again.
What?
I had a question about your cocktail.
What's about my cocktail?
What makes it gross? Do you like that better than what straight people drink? Your cocktail.
What a fucking old fashioned, dude. It's not fucking gay at all. I'm sorry. I have fucking taste and fucking taste buds, okay?
Can you put your pinky up in the air when you say it like that next time?
I sure can.
Good times.
Anywho.
Wait. Please tell me you said anywho on purpose and not like that was an ironic anywho, not a genuine one, right?
No, of course.
Of course.
I'll just go around saying, Willikers, boys. Anywho. No, like, no, dude. Like,
that was natural AF, bitches. No,
but it was your turn. You had something other than the fact that you feel very Asian, you had something important to bring up.
Okay, so
no, that wasn't an invite to act Asian. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, instead of like,
I couldn't get my context in, okay? Just saying, she was rough. I fucking was like, damn, dude, I know how they feel.
You know what? I want to look. Hey,
This is stop.
Marco.
Yes,
Marco
sir.
Thomas and the general listening audience. I want to apologize because now I know what it's like to deal with me when I'm like that. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not even accepted.
Nowhere close to.
I'm
when
sorry.
You did that
way. I get it.
Anyways, so Message William received. Lives life as a dog, sleeps in a crate, and has handlers for care. Anyways, this is the chick. If you all can see her.
Wait, no, you can if, bring her up on the screen. No,
Chuck, stop. Pull the phone away. Pull the phone away. Send that to Thomas and he'll put
he
it
did.
Up.
He did.
But he has okay. it. It's in the fucking thread.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just didn't know we were ready to show pictures. Like
he's,
we were.
He's,
I'm so sorry.
We're so busy laughing.
He's hot.
Yeah.
It's coming in hot. Right,
keep saying what you're saying.
Yes.
Anyways. In a world brimming with diverse lifestyles and identities, some individuals take to their passion, uniqueness, and extraordinary levels. One such individual as Meow, her fucking name is Meow.
But Wait, full stop. She lives as a dog, but her name is Meow?
Meow. M-E-O-W. Yes.
Yeah, like Meow like a cat.
Like a cat, yeah. but she lives as a dog?
Are you sure she's a dog?
Do you want to see it?
It fucking says dog.
You guys can decide.
Yeah. I mean,
here we go. Coming in.
There you go. I don't know what that is.
Can you zoom in?
I mean,
what is she holding? What is
a fucking dog toy, bro? It's in her mouth.
It's a dog toy. Oh.
No, it looks like fucking testicles. It looks like scrotum. It looks like she's got fucking. It's chicken skin. God damn it. It is so gross.
Can you make that bigger? There we go.
He's going in.
Fuck.
She's got a butter face, bro, for sure.
She has a none of her face. She has a knot of
any
kind
on her face.
I don't know what is. She has a warning sign. She is a red flag. Everything. No.
Oh, she's a field of red flags.
She's a Dalmatian.
Field
bro.
Of red flags.
No, but
that's
you just
on
said
fucking
a butter face.
Fire.
That means there's a world in which the no.
No, look, fucking bad. Block that face, bro.
No!
Hey, look,
Chuck.
Hey,
Chuck. Chuck. Would you hit a doggy style? See what I did there?
No.
I mean, I
Marco and Thomas know that I've
like
had
one
my
of our listeners.
I've had my share of an affinity for crazy in my younger
you
days.
You went to prison.
Right. Questionable
no,
decisions.
No, I mean
yes.
Crazy as far as like my preference towards women.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, you went to prison.
Yeah. I wouldn't touch that. That's
too much. I'd wrap a dog leash around her fucking throat.
Marco,
walk from behind.
Now I remember you and George used to debate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you educate our listening audience? What is the proper way in Spanish to say the following phrase? We need our Spanish phrase for the night. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to learn European Spanish, not we're going to learn the Venezuelan.
I was going to say that's South American, not European.
Yes, but that's all for the European Spaniards, not that's what I'm saying.
Proper Spanish.
Shut up.
Proper Spanish.
Proper Spanish. There you go.
There we go.
Thank you, Pablo.
what I'm trying to say is it's not like don't ask your Cuban friend or your Puerto Rican friend because it'll be a different answer. My point is how do you say.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bang her with a stolen dick.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I can actually give it to you in multiple versions of Spanish.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Let's do that.
Yes, multiple stolen penises.
We're all about teaching.
Yes.
So I'll give you the Cuban one.
Hey, Chris, I know Chris is a vet if he says that.
Oh, I can change it. Yeah.
Mm.
I'll go Chris, Pablo's you're, above that one.
I mean, Chris, that's how you talk yourself into the wrongness.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all done it. We've all
Mi verga es el verga del fuego.
Just put a muzzle on her.
You remember that one.
Mi verga es el verga del fuego?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kevin and Bean. But wait a minute. So how do you say, I would not bang her with a stolen dick? Or is Marco frozen and he's gone? No,
He's back.
We have lightning storms coming through here, so it doesn't surprise me.
Surround yourself with chemicals, and then if you get struck by lightning, you'll become the Flash.
Mira chico.
Ooh, okay. Yes. All right, go ahead.
You like this. Mira chico, which means listen here, boy. Listen here, homie. No me la cojo con una pinga robada.
Okay, say it again for the English people.
Sure, sure, sure. For the English people. No me la cojo.
No me la cojo.
Mm-hmm. No me la cojo.
Con una.
Pinga. Robada.
Robada. You have to roll your R's.
You got to roll that R. No me la cojo con una pinga robada.
All right.
Pongo over here. So you said Pingo, Pongo. I think she's a Dalmatian. This intriguing lifestyle choice goes beyond mere preference, offering fascinating glimpse into a world where a human and canine lives intertwine.
Where does that happen?
Meow's journey into her canine identity is not just about playing fetch or wagging her tail, which is shoved into her asshole. It's a profound expression of her inner self. She has transformed her living space into a cozy den, complete with pastel blankets, pillows, inside a crate, which she finds immensely comforting. This setup isn't just
called as immature.
Okay. Hold on. First of all, if she finds the crate immensely comforting, it's too big for her. She shouldn't be able to turn around in it, right? I mean, when you crate your dog.
Right. That's right. She has to be able to. She cannot be able to eat and sleep and shit in the same space. She has to have a very limited space.
Correct.
Now, does she clean her own crate? Does she clean her own crate? That's the question.
She has people that tend her. She's got men. She has, what are they called? What do the kids call them? Simps. She has simps.
I thought simps were feminists.
Listen.
No, simps are people that like that.
That perverts like furries and simps like feminists.
No, simps are the guys that are like submissive to the woman and like throw money and like do stuff for, like if you
they're submissive in multiple ways.
Urban Dictionary, that shit.
If you're
simping for somebody, you're like,
throw Sofa King's question up on the fucking screen real quick.
Throw it up there.
Wait, put it. What, you want to put her fucking picture up?
No. Sofa King's
the most recent comment.
Is she the one from that European country that didn't ban bestiality until like 2016?
What country is that? Up,
so she might be British.
Wait.
But what country is this?
Yeah,
that didn't ban bestiality until like 2016.
Yeah. Sofa King, come on, follow up.
I'm Googling.
What is that European country?
Who knows? But she's beat up on her face, so it kind of.
Yes, plays. They are. Just Jen. Simps are giant pussies.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a simp is. I don't. I think it's.
You don't know what a simp is?
Yeah, no. We talked about it
last week. It's a pussy.
No.
Well, yeah,
no.
But it's somebody who like bows more down than that. Who like
you a know, simp. Like, well, a simp used to mean
silly
or foolish person is what it used to mean. Okay,
now it means like Chuck, you were talking about the fucking OnlyFans thing. So the guys that go on the OnlyFans just throw fucking money at those people like above and beyond.
Okay. Here you go. Ready?
They're simps.
Simping is a term describing someone who shows excessive sympathy and attention toward another person. Typically someone who does not reciprocate the same feelings in pursuit of affection or a sexual relationship.
There we go.
That's the simplest way I could put it. That's simping. So I don't know. You could be a pussy and still not simp. Like you could have no backbone. It's,
yeah. You could be a pusillanimous and still not.
Do you think
all simps are pussies, but not all pussies are simps, maybe.
Now do y'all think that people walk around the streets and say simping ain't easy?
No one has.
You know what I'm saying? Nope. Back in the day, it was pimping. Pimping ain't easy. Is it simping?
No, dude, the ghost of easy will come back and fucking kill you
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that. And I'm saying it's okay.
You say slipping ain't easy. The ghost of Eazy-E will come back and strike you with AIDS.
Wow. Strike you with AIDS? Wow.
All I know is this chick needs to meet Michael Vick.
Like, Eazy, what is this new to you that I'm explaining, that I'm telling you that Eazy-E died of AIDS? This is news?
That's what you came back with.
It still hurts. Still hurts.
Not him.
Chuck, is this young lady from Denmark by chance? Do we know where she's from?
I don't know where she's from, but
do you know why I'm asking that? Do you know why I'm asking that?
Yeah, because that's where what banned in 2016 fucking bestiality.
Yeah,
I thought it was Hungary in 2015.
The most recent, so 2016 comes after 2015. So
did we fact check that, or we just talked about it?
We're going off.
No, I'm the weird one who didn't Google when. Is bestiality?
Yeah,
well, fact checking for the show. By the way, I fact checked.
Who wants that in their browser history, dude?
Oh, I have so much worse.
Yeah,
I have way worse. That's really not.
No,
bad.
I'm good, bro.
That's not. And bad.
Listen. Every fucking Friday morning, I wake up and my phone's crying. You know, saying from fact checking all the shit that we talk about in this fucking podcast.
What the fuck are you Googling, bro? What kind of weird, sick, twisted life are you living,
Mac?
Everything that we talk about in this motherfucker.
Between my Google search history for this podcast and my Google search history for my job where he used to work in the prop house.
Oh, the job.
Dude, I'm on so many watch lists.
Oh, I'm sure I have a couple FBI agents that just fucking watch me. I got a couple Alphabet boys that just fucking every now and then I just type into my browser thing like, hi, Ramos, FBI. Just
you got to give us fucking coordinates or proof of life or it doesn't exist. This is literally
Hold on. Far as I know, personally, in 1995, there were still donkey shows in TJ.
You saw one in 1995 in TJ.
That is correct.
See,
was it called Beauty and the Beast? I'm just saying.
I don't remember. It was like it wasn't like on Revolution Street. It was like kind of like off. It was like a little deeper into the. But yes. 100%.
Of course.
And there was also the girl that did the you would get a roll of quarters, which is $25, and you'd put it on the palm of your hand, right? And she'd
roll
come
of quarters
over.
Is $10.
Is it $10? Whatever.
Yeah.
I got ripped off. Whatever.
Did they upcharge you because it was a woman?
I don't remember. No. But no, honestly, I had like a roll of quarters stack in my hand, and you put it on your hand like this.
Word.
And you sit there by the front of the stage, and the girl would come over, and she'd squat down and pick up the quarters. She was naked, by the way. So she'd pick up the quarters, and she'd plink, 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 and, like, spit them out back in your hand. Like, she said, how many you want? Four. Plink, 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 plink. Yeah. And there was the banana, too. You get the banana, and she'd squat down and freaking cut that shit. Strong kegels. Oh.
No shit, huh?
Yeah.
So are we done with... did you have anything else to add about the?
I was just going to say that she likes dog treats, cut up chicken. She has a handler that takes her on walks for non-sexual gratification.
I like cut up chicken.
I like wraps. I like cut up chicken.
I don't know about dog
treats. Talk about that Asian dude who I think Matt brought up earlier. His name's fucking Taco.
And his name's fucking Taco, or his name is Taco that fucker. Like
Taco fucker.
Taco.
His name's Taco. That fucker. Okay.
Taco.
That fucker. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. I just thought it was funny, but I just, you know, when she puts in there non-sexual gratification, bitch, that shit's sexual as fuck. You know, you're kinky, bro. Come on.
Well, so we have somebody in the chat, more than one, but Pablo was the first. It said Matthew is so ready to tell this story, isn't he? I don't know if he is ready to tell the story.
I told the story.
What story?
No, he said Matthew was so ready to tell this story. As far as the donkey show and the quarters and the banana and that.
I mean, it comes up.
Look, TJ of the 90s, that was like. That was like the peak of.
That's the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
TJ ain't shit the way it is now. No. Okay, so I wanted to bring you. I don't know how many single mom profiles I have, But I do have some other fun things that I have found that I thought I would bring to the table. But first and foremost, I did send you guys in the chat, and Chuck sent back the most bizarre response to me. Thank you for explaining it, Chuck and Matt, because I didn't understand it. I was not aware that the 10th annual Chicago Tattoo Arts Convention at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, I was not aware that this tattoo convention was specifically for the tattooing of uncomfortable places.
The anus.
And, well, and not just the anus, but definitely uncomfortable places and often interesting subject matter. Marco, I don't know what's more concerning to me.
Yeah, we are so up in your wheelhouse right now, Marco. Like this.
Come on, buddy.
This is your fucking moment to shine.
Is butthole tattooing that big of a thing?
And how many have you done? And can I watch the next one?
That's a veiny cock on the right.
That is the veiny truth.
Leave it to Chuck. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck coming in.
That's what you focus on? I'm looking at like the flowers and the spider and the alien looking thing. And,
hold on. And
Chuck just fucking zeroes in on the cock. And I was the one in the Navy. Chuck was in the Marines. And Chuck was the one that zeroed in the cock first. Which is
in your face.
Surprising turn of events.
Where'd you guys find this?
I sent it in. Yeah, I sent it to you, Marco. I sent it to you.
Too much zoom in.
Well, because I thought you might want to be.
Oh, hello, guys. I guess I'm the only one in this chat right now. What the fuck is going on? Oh, but someone's still controlling it. That is a big ass dick. Wow. So you guys are all in the fucking waiting room while I'm in here looking at this big old cock.
What the fuck just happened? What the fuck just happened? Why would you do that?
Tom knows what he did.
Thomas, yeah, he knows what he did. He fucking bumped everybody. He left me alone with
the big old dick, dude. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
He left you leave me alone with the penis.
That's pretty funny.
I literally just put up a bunch of women's tattooed anuses.
Okay, first of all, within, Scott, within I did not push the wrong button. I have no buttons to push.
Within.
Fucking baby.
That was not Scott. Seconds, that was 100% Thomas.
Within literal seconds of that, I get Chuck going, look at the big veiny dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know, the thing's fucking huge.
Oh my, I didn't. Dude, do you know how long it took me to pick that out of the lineup?
You know what I look at?
Bro, my eyes go right to it.
My eyes went top left first because I live in the West and that's how I read.
Right.
So top left, and then I went across and then went down and I saw the dick one and I was like, eh. And then I went back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the Navy.
Yeah. I got stuck on the spider.
The spider thing, I thought it was like the alien, like kind of like
yeah, something.
Alien. Anyway, yeah.
So, Marco,
your face.
What's up?
This guy's whole flyer,
right?
With the exception of two tattoos, his whole flyer,
right?
His buttholes.
Buttholes.
Yeah, that's attention seeking. That's attention seeking. Fair,
can you throw that back up?
No. Hold on. No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm talking about the whole one.
Okay. My point. He has you beat by an order of magnitude.
I'm okay with that. I am okay with that.
Because look, so that's because there's some really nice buttholes out there that you can tattoo.
Right,
but that's like saying, "Oh, I would be a gynecologist if I was a fucking doctor." You got to think about it. Gynecologists see a lot of nasty, messed up pussies. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're looking at a lot of freaking pussy, but it's not always in the best condition, and they're not always there just for the regular checkup. They're there because something's wrong sometimes.
No,
I'm not a shit show. I'm just fucking living free, bro. I'm just living free. What do you want? What do you want?
As a t-shirt. America. I'm not a shit show. I'm dot, dot, dot. I'm just living free.
Living free.
America, wow. Motherfucker. I don't know what you want.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, it takes a certain kind of person to get their asshole tattooed. Same kind of person that gets, you know, around their nipple tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just... It's just, man, we see all kinds. We see all kinds of shit. Like, yes, man, around the nipple, like a shield around the nipple.
No, yeah, no, I was just seeing how close it got to my nipple. It's not, that's not really close.
But the thing is, you have a chest tattoo that the placement of the chest tattoo gets close to the nipple. I mean, if you have a full chest piece, you know, I'm talking about like accenting the nip. Yeah, I'm talking about accenting the nip.
Yeah, like, see, Chuck, we're talking about like the girls that have like it touches the areola.
Yeah, like
spider webs. Men are about to get blacked out. Look at these fucking things. Look at these fucking things.
No, I don't want to.
We don't
want
to. Stop.
No, look.
You should have the Buffalo Bill music.
Fuck you. They're getting blacked out, okay? Next time you see me, they'll be blacked out.
Hey, Chuck, seriously, though? No, seriously? Like, this is real guy talk. You can't do that because that's cultural appropriation because you're white and you can't have black nipples.
You can have black nipples.
No, you got to have, they got to be pasty pinks because you're white.
No, I'm fucking, no, sorry.
If you get them blacked out.
It looks weird. I don't like the way it looks.
He's fucking Klingon appropriation.
It's one of picture. It's artistic. It has nothing to do with cultural appropriation.
Okay, well, let's talk about, because I don't have a segue to how
let's
to
talk about like dark
segue from Chuck's black nipples. Oh, I do. Actually, do. Speaking of black nipples, there's a Supreme Court justice in the hot seat.
Okay. Oh my god! Oh, you just fucking did that.
I can't believe you just fucking did that.
Yeah, you did, dude. I love you so fucking much right now. I'm gonna cry. That made me so proud.
I can't.
Put her picture up. Put her picture up.
I can't right now.
Put her picture up.
I can't right now. We,
oh my god,
with Chuck's Asian
oh my god,
joke,
I can't
and then
believe you just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit,
we're going to hell.
I can't believe it.
This podcast is derailing.
Ing,
the
second I see Chuck's nipples, I know we are officially off the rails.
Well, you talked about tattoos. I'm the perfect canvas for tattoo talk, okay.
Oh okay. My god, I can't. Oh fuck.
Oh, sorry.
What's the justice's name? What's the justice's name?
I'm gonna put her up here right now.
So
Ketanji Brown.
So people that aren't watching that are listening after the fact can just picture this person.
Harambe Brown.
This is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Ketanji Brown Jackson. Guess what her pigment is?
Oh my god.
Variety.
I love that you feel like you have to walk people through the theater of the mind of that joke.
People who aren't visual and they're listening.
She looks like a divorce.
Go watch the show on YouTube.
She looks like a divorce court judge.
I know, but not everybody watches.
Like she 100%.
A lot of people just
100% looks like a divorce court judge. But I would literally like take almost any divorce court judge. Name a divorce court judge. I would be willing to bet you. I would rather have them on the
paternity court judge. I thought you posted.
She looks mad.
I'll say Marilyn Million because no, she wins. She can run for Supreme Court justice.
So, anyways, what's up with this chick?
Yeah. Well, first of all, she's black. For those wondering.
Oh my god! I don't think anybody was wondering.
Hold on, we need to back that up because I know that is not how you meant it, but you may want to clarify.
What happened?
She's black. What do you mean?
She looks angry.
Oh,
she does look mad in that picture.
What is wrong with me saying she's black? She's black.
No. So Marco said. So what's wrong with her?
Oh no! I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear that part.
You said.
Oh my god! Oh, that's amazing. Okay,
you did
that was.
It,
you
like me to go?
That was unfortunate.
Oh,
that was unfortunate.
Out of context.
That was really unfortunate. That's not what I was. Because we were talking about her, and I wanted to throw that to, like, for the people that are just listening and not watching.
You know, that's the thing. I knew where you were coming from. Just like you knew where my joke was coming from. Does someone place of love?
Amazing. I swear to God, we're not racist.
I honestly did not hear Marco say that. I swear to God.
Right.
But she is black. But that's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you're just giving out facts.
Yeah, because we're talking about...
The same way we gave the facts about Lululemon. It wasn't our joke. It was his joke. Okay. So here's the issue with this, and I will...
She's not black. She's just black.
What is wrong with you? You're making it worse.
No, because Pablo said I'm that color too. And Pablo is clearly not like African black. He's...
I don't know. I can't see Pablo.
Like, where's the picture of Pablo?
It's Pablo Ramos. Like, that's not a black person.
Hey, hold on. Whoa. He could be Dominican.
Why is Matt going further down the Grand Dragon rabbit hole?
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's the case. All right. Supreme Court heard Murthy versus Missouri Monday. I'm reading it right off the screen. A case challenging the Biden administration's alleged coordination with big tech to censor certain messages. So this case stemmed from the lawsuit brought by Republican-led states Missouri and Louisiana that accused high-ranking U.S. government officials of working with social media companies under the guise of combating misinformation.
Pablo, you just fucked my mind up, because his comment was, and this is how I read it, no, you mate, I'm Mexican. Sorry.
He's Oaxacan.
He's Oaxacan, right? But he goes, nah, mate, I'm Mexican. And I read that in an Australian accent.
I know. Anyway, under the guise of combating misinformation that ultimately led to censoring speech on topics that included Hunter Biden's laptop, COVID-19 origins, and the efficacy of face masks, which states argued was a First Amendment violation. So this is all stuff we've talked about on this show. Now it's being argued in front of the Supreme Court as far as social media and the government working together to censor people saying things that turn out to be true. Okay, so that's where we're at in this case.
Holy shit.
The case in front of the Supreme Court is states suing the federal government for working with big tech to censor things that ultimately proved to be true. Now, as the justices questioned whether the Biden administration crossed the constitutional line, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson appeared to suggest that such actions can be justified. Quote, my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government in significant ways in the most important time periods, unquote. Quote, so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that the duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. That's a Supreme Court justice talking about a lawyer arguing that the First Amendment, she's saying to the lawyer, arguing in front of the Supreme Court justice, so you're saying the First Amendment, in your case, is hamstringing the federal government. Stop, full stop, right there, full stop. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce into evidence Exhibit A and my only argument this evening, which is that the First Amendment was in fact designed and put in place to hamstring government. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Supreme Court justice that is now arguing or questioning from the bench, doesn't the federal government have an obligation to censor, basically overstep the First Amendment when they feel the information might be harmful? Not factual.
Harmful.
Right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is why the Second Amendment exists.
There's a reason they wrote that right afterward.
Yeah, to make sure the first sticks around.
So, I mean, these are the stories that I feel like people are burying.
Of course.
I mean, get a rope. Fuck. Can we edit that?
Fuck me, dude. Holy shit.
I gotta go. Fucking, I gotta go. I gotta go take a shower.
You brought that shit up. Oh dirty. My god, dude. Holy look, shit.
Regardless of skin color, like get a rope. Like I'm not even that's not even like
bring back the guillotine. There you go.
Yeah.
Bring me the guillotine. Okay. So here's another one. Here's another question I have. This is going out to the chat and going out to hopefully our female listener is still monitoring. It's going out to the chat, going out to the group. I want you guys to answer a very important question.
42.
And this question is from Queen Vivian. And I don't know who Queen Vivian is, but I know where the question is because she asked it to the rest of the world via social media.
Oh.
Men. If DNA confirms the baby is not yours, it does not change the fact that you must take responsibility of the baby. Women go through a lot in marriages and deserve better.
Nope. Queen Vivian, you know. Queen Vivian.
You're off the reservation.
You're wrong. You're wrong. If DNA confirms the baby is not yours, it does not change the fact that you must take responsibility of the baby. No, you're not responsible for that baby. You literally are not responsible for that baby existing.
Nope.
Right. So this is
unless
where, like,
you willfully marry into or adopt, but or if you willfully marry into or side with or start hooking up with somebody who has a baby and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be the father to this baby. Then that's your choice. But if you find out that Queen Vivian went out there and got some sausage thrown down from somebody that was not you and got pregnant, that is not your responsibility. Queen Stupid Face.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, I can't even wrap my head around the thought process.
Called prenatal sunburn.
What?
Sunburn?
What if their baby was born with a congenital defect called prenatal sunburn?
No, we're talking about DNA. We're not talking about... DNA is the one-stop catch-all shop.
You're not listening to him.
I am listening to him. I'm trying to get away from making another rope comment. Thank you very much.
Anyway. But this is from the same... This is from the same crowd. Here's another legit post that I pulled off of social media from the same crowd.
Okay.
I apologize for coughing and everybody's here. Amber Heard. This is the whole quote. Oh, Amber Heard.
Hunt again.
I'm going to show it to you.
Go ahead.
Dude.
Let's see. Here we go. Amber Heard is really the martyr of our generation. They penalized and humiliated her for just speaking the truth in an op-ed about how society and the industry protect abusive men. We owe her everything. She's our Joan of Arc.
Oh.
She didn't shit on your bed, you fucking retard.
Can she meet the same fate as Joan of Arc? Just a thought.
I mean,
Joan of Arc shit on a bed.
If she is Joan of Arc, I mean, here's the thing. You're talking about a woman that was put on trial. She pissed off the government, leading men into battle, and then was tried, convicted, sentenced to death, and publicly executed being burned at the stake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can she meet the same fate as Joan of Arc? I'm not saying she is Joan of Arc, but can the ending of the story be the same?
The only man that Amber... No, it cannot be the same, and here's why. Joan of Arc deserved a warrior's death because she led men into battle. The only man that Amber Heard has ever led into battle is her opponent, Johnny Depp.
Right, but that's being burned alive isn't a warrior's death.
I mean,
he's right.
If they're punishing you for being a warrior, then that...
No, a warrior's death is by the sword. It's, you know, kneeling down and getting a...
I guess that's a witch's death.
Yeah, witch's death is being burned alive. That's.
Well, she was a witch for bewitching men into going into war.
Yeah, no, that was a.
But that's shit that you're like, who says that kind? Like, really? Did you literally miss everything in the news?
Well, yeah.
About what a terrible person she is.
There's still these dumb cunts that champion her as, you know, that she got screwed in the trial and blah blah blah. It's like.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we all watched the trial. We all fucking watched, you know, at least parts of that trial. I mean,
Let me tell you right now. Amber Heard is a terrible person, and OJ killed his wife. Those are the two things I know.
Yes.
Those are the two things I know.
Agreed.
Anyway, all right.
So I mean, one could argue that she is a witch, so a bitch witch, so she could be burnt. I'm just saying. I'm kind of on Matt's side.
Yeah.
All right. So this here's are we gonna go with a couple of single mother issues and then big joke or big joke?
Either way. We have to decide. We also have to decide right here, right now, because I've received quite a few emails about what's up, Chuck.
Yeah,
and I have not really read or looked at any of them. But I think Thomas, you and I need to team up on this, and we need to, you know, pre-screen some of these. That way, you have it to throw up on the screen. No pun intended. Maybe it was, but intended.
Oh, was there a photo
to get Chuck's like?
You don't know yet. Hold on, you're out of this conversation.
You know what I mean?
This is about you.
How am I out?
This is about you. We're deciding how to handle you.
Yeah,
your talent. You're we're producing. Talent goes and sits in the talent corner. Go sit in the talent corner. We're producing.
You're produced right now.
Fucking dickhead.
So how about this? We'll do big joke and single moms this week, and then next week, between now and next week, Thomas, you and I will sidebar, and I'll share some of these emails with you, and we'll get a nice little folder going of stuff that you can put up right on the spot for
what's just up. Can you guys just let me know in advance so that I have a wastebasket so I can, like, if I have to vomit? Like,
oh, we're going to let you know in advance because we're going to make you eat fucking SpaghettiOs during the show.
The worst I've ever fucking thrown up is in the back of an Amtrak eating fucking spaghetti MRE.
Okay.
With carbon dioxide.
You will be eating SpaghettiOs when we play What's Up, Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
No, was it because of the
MRE? Angle that shit down and you get to see everything.
Cody says you have some listener jokes, Matt.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. So would you like to open? Oh, well, okay. So I'll just say that. How about this? I will say I replaced my rooster with a duck.
Says God.
Oh.
Now I wake up at the quack of dawn.
My son will like that. I'll tell Remy that tomorrow morning.
What, Remy's going to like that?
Oh, Remy's going to love that.
Oh, good. That's a good joke. All right.
All right.
What's next?
What do you call a black man?
Wait a minute. Come on.
Who are you laying on, dude, bro? What?
What do you call a black man on the moon?
What? An astronaut.
Yeah, you fucking racist. An astronaut. What the fuck else would you call him? He's obviously an astronaut standing on the moon. Racist motherfucker.
Oh,
so it wouldn't be Louis Armstrong.
Oh, nice,
Louis Armstrong.
No, I don't know.
All right, motherfucker,
Louis Armstrong is.
Okay, I do. I just being fucking stupid. Why are gay men so rude? Okay,
I don't know. Tell me.
Because they're fucking assholes.
Get it? Because they're fucking assholes.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
that laugh.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
All right. I got one. I got a listener joke since it was brought up.
Take it.
And hold on. Then Team Curtis has one. Go ahead.
Okay. He can wait.
I'm just telling you next. We have one for next.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying we have one.
You
can't see the chat right now. I'm helping.
I can see the chat. I just can't.
The chat's not out there. So.
Yeah, it is. You just hit comments.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, anyway. Mm-hmm. What do you get when you cross human DNA with goat DNA?
Human DNA with goat DNA. What?
What? Yeah. You get kicked out of the petting zoo.
Oh, fuck. Get your fucking goats.
He's taking a drink.
Bad idea.
Oh shit!
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh,
you better. Who's gonna read Team Curtis? I think Chuck should read Team Curtis.
Chuck, read it. Yeah, you guys are best.
What do you
buds.
Call?
Hold on, here we go.
What do you call a black dentist?
Okay, so there we read it. So now are we waiting for the answer in the chat?
God, if he stepped away to take a piss or a shit right now, this is just
terrible.
Yeah.
As I get older, I remember Dennis all the people.
Fucking racists.
Okay, there you go.
I like how you elaborated and said, a dentist, you effing fucking racist.
It was a double negative. I'm sorry. Yeah, whatever.
As I get older, I remember all the people I've lost along the way. Mm-hmm. And then I realized maybe a tour guide wasn't my best career path.
Oh, you guys ready for another listener joke?
Yes.
Okay. What is a reverse exorcism?
Okay, what?
That's when the demon tells the priest to get out of all the children.
Oh. Oh my God. Hold on, can I guess who that was from?
Guess who it's from.
It was from our Aussie fucking buddy.
Nope.
Wrong.
No,
all right. Well, it's from a fucking Aussie. Okay.
Nope. It's from somebody in the chat who said Matt has some listener jokes.
No. The joke was from an Australian who tells jokes, dad jokes, and dark jokes and funny jokes on Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, originally? Yeah. Oh, I don't know who it's originally from. Yeah.
I was trying to.
Because I saw it from Erwin today. He sent it to me today. And he sent me like a fucking slew of them, and that was one of the jokes from this.
Yeah, I was trying to. Dude.
He's trying I don't to know. Bond Cody. Cody, are you? Cody, are you Australian? Pop, he's in the chat right now. He's watching us live.
No, that's true.
Hmm.
I'm trying to get Matt out of here on time, but that's not going to happen. So you guys end
okay.
Oh, fuck. It's already past my bedtime. Oh, I'm a trooper.
Did you hear about the gay guy who got fired from the Spurbank?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he was caught drinking on the job.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
And Cody is from Indiana, so it's not the same Australian you're thinking of, Chuck.
Yeah, it's Indiana, same, Australia.
It's the same joke.
He's listening to the Aussie fucker, though. I know it.
It's the same joke. Like, jokes know no borders. So it just so happened that we both got sent jokes that are the same from one from Indiana and one from Australia.
I'm talking about sending things in. You can send things into lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Once again, that's lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Thomas, thank you for throwing that out there. The phone number you can leave us a message at, it is 509-903-9020. Operators are not standing by. We will not answer the phone call. But if we do check that on air, we may call your ass back if it's funny enough. Yeah. I'm just saying. It has happened.
Possible.
Oh, wow. Cody checked it.
Hey, we have one from December 29th, but it's only 4 seconds. It can't be that good.
Hey, Cody, video or doesn't count? Video or doesn't count?
Says the end of the year was epic. Thanks.
Okay.
That was from somebody in a 206 area code.
Well, appreciate you. Thank you.
We're in March.
All right.
I know. I haven't fucking checked it in a while. Whatever.
Night, boys.
It's all right.
That's a long time, dude.
Good night.
That's what she said.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's what she said. I got it.
It stopped.
It's not stopped yet. It's still just like, I'm gonna take a chance.